An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. We always enjoy visiting with our friends from the Free Market Institute over at Texas Tech University, Dr. Ben Powell in studio. And Dr. Powell, welcome back.
Hey, Chad, always great to be with you. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, and you brought a great guest for us today. I appreciate it.
We're honored to have visiting us at Texas Tech today, Dr. Vernon Smith, who's a professor of economics in the School of Business and the School of Law at Chapman University. And also the co-recipient of the 2002 Nobel Prize in Economics, and he'll be giving a lecture for us at Tech later today.
That's great. Dr. Smith, welcome to Lubbock.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. You'll be giving a speech tonight, 5 o'clock is when it starts over at Texas Tech in the Rawls College of Business.
In the Rawls College of Business, it's free and open to the general public, and parking is just outside Rawls. It's open for visitors that time of day. And he's going to be speaking on housing bubbles, the Great Depression to the Great Recession tonight.
And which is something we're still looking at and we're still analyzing, correct?
And we're still sort of in it in the sense that it's been a really disappointing low growth recovery.
Well, why is that? Why has it taken so long? You hear the president, he'll come out and he'll say, we're back. Everything's good to go. Yet you look at the economy, you look at jobs, you look at how many people still have either given up looking for jobs, or are not working full time anymore. They're in part time. Why has it been so slow to recover?
It's housing all the way down. That great housing crash. You know, you can't run up the prices of homes 85% more than the prices of all other goods and finance it without credit. I mean, finance it with, you know, with funny money, with credit.
Right.
Other people's money. You can't do that without creating a really difficult decline, because you have the value of homes falling against fixed debt, and that throws a lot of people into – a lot of people have been living in homes that are worth less than what they owe on them.
Right.
And that puts their banks in trouble. And so those homeowners are not spending and those banks are not lending. And we were just stuck. See, the banks are still not lending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nothing like that since the Great Depression.
How long do you anticipate this going on, this lasting? Or can you pinpoint something like that?
Oh, I think I would you know what? Economists can't forecast.
Right.
And so
some want to try to, though.
They try to, yes. And so although I have, and my colleague that have been predicting that our recovery would be very slow. We were doing that 4 and 5 years ago. We're still not optimistic that we're going to return to our traditional level of growth for, you know, could be another 2 or 3 years. The really severe part of the Great Depression, you see, was 1930 to 1938. That period, the flow of mortgage credit was negative. It turned negative. That means that more people are paying off old loans faster than new ones are being made. That's what it means. And that was a period of 7 years. And we've now just recently, finally, the flow of mortgage funds has turned slightly positive.
Hmm.
But it's been negative now for a similar period. So anyway, it'll be very interesting. My hope is, of course, we will come back. Now, if you could produce some inflation,
right,
it would actually help solve some of the problem, because during inflation, you see it benefits those people who are in debt, because you see that their housing their asset values come back up.
Mm-hmm.
But in these kinds of really deep recessions, monetary policy is totally ineffective. We've had zero interest rates practically here now for 5 years, and nothing's happening.
This is an area that you have studied immensely,
yes.
The housing bubbles. When you were looking at this before the Great Recession, were you looking at this and kind of telling people this, This is not going to be good, folks. This is bad.
I haven't been a. I'm not a macroeconomist. I'm not a monetary economist.
I actually like to call it. I do nonfiction economics.
Yeah. And so my perspective on this is different than. And also, I don't have any of the. I'm not tied down by any of the past commitments to views that. It's very common in any specialized field. And I started following this in 2007 and followed it very closely. And then after that, went back to the Depression to look at what that was like.
To compare the two.
Yes. And believe me, I was really surprised at how much housing appeared, although the data is not as good. Mm-hmm. You can't document stuff nearly as thoroughly as you can in the Great Recession. But nevertheless, I was impressed by the extent to which housing was already declining in the late 20s, 3 years actually before the 1929, before the crash came. And so my view is that there were a lot of households that were already, they had to roll over their loans, and it was going to be hard to do in a market where their housing values were falling.
And interesting. Visiting with Dr. Vernon Smith in studio. He'll be speaking over at Texas Tech this evening, 5 to 6 p.m., 6:15.
5 to 6:15. Yep, you'll get done before the basketball game if you want to make the game tonight.
There you go. It's over at the Rawls College of Business. Can y'all stick around for one more segment?
Sure thing.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. Let's take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Vernon Smith, 2002 Nobel laureate. We'll be right back. You got it, guys. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. And in studio, we have Dr. Vernon Smith, also Dr. Ben Powell in studio, Texas Tech Free Market Institute. Dr. Smith will be speaking this evening. It's open to the public. Anybody can come out tonight from 5 to 6:15 p.m. over at the Texas Tech University Rawls College of Business. It's on the first floor where people can go in, correct?
Come on in through the atrium, and it's over to the left, but we'll have people pointing you in the right direction.
Great, great. Dr. Smith, let's talk about you have a new book out, I understand.
It will be coming out, and probably in May.
And in the book, and we were talking about this during the break, how do we get out of this? How do we move past this housing bubble, this recession?
Well, I think we have unfortunately missed a lot of opportunities because of things that we did. And the biggest mistake was what was called the too big to fail. Hmm. What we did was bail out. The Federal Reserve, together with the Treasury, bailed out the largest banks. And these are Bank of America Corporation, Citigroup, to some extent J.P. Morgan. Now, Wells Fargo was included in that bailout, but they didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, if you read Sheila Bair's book, Bull by the Horns, you find out that they didn't want it to be widely known that there was that much difference among those banks. They wanted to make it
all of them took it.
All of them got $15 to $25 billion, and and you couldn't refuse it. You had to take it. And what that did, the failure to put those banks through bankruptcy, and people think, oh, that's a terrible thing. How wouldn't it be better not to do it? No. Over at the FDIC, over 450 banks failed.
Mm-hmm.
Those banks emerged from bankruptcy with clean balance sheets. I mean, claims on the assets equal to the value of the assets. Those banks are ready to loan again, you see. What you don't have is incumbent investors having a claim on the earnings of any new loans, you see. By not giving them the hit, you see, that normally in the economy you expect of failed enterprises. And that, and Japan did the same thing, by the way.
Right.
The process was different. They just let the banks completely carry all loans at book value. Well, with their huge real estate crash in 1991-92, those banks were carrying assets that were now worth half what they were before, mm-hmm. and they just acted as if it wasn't there. As long as the loan is, something is being paid, it's performing. The Japanese banks even expanded loans to existing borrowers so they could meet their payments. Hmm. Incredible. And by failure to face up to that, it meant they didn't make new loans for 20 years. I mean, it was a disaster. And also, the federal government there engaged in large amounts of deficit financing. Did no good. They just stuck in low and very, very. They grew a half a percent per year over about 20 years.
Yeah, the lost decade
there. Yeah.
You know, when it comes to bankruptcy, people understand, of course, for an individual or an individual business going through it can be traumatic or whatever. But from an economy-wide perspective, that, you know, we've had a housing bubble. So too many real assets got pulled into housing-related industries. The upshot is we don't have to burn the houses or shoot the people who are in the wrong industries. Right. What we need to do is reallocate them to where they can create the most value, and bankruptcy is part of that.
Dr. Ben Powell, Dr. Vernon Smith, appreciate y'all's time. We could go on for a long time, but I appreciate y'all coming in today.
Okay. Thanks,
Chad.
Tonight, 5 o'clock over at the Texas Tech Rawls College of Business Free Market Institute.